908.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron at Creation Light Shift. We're here to have another wonderful show. So, if you wish to call in today for questions, you can. The phone number is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. So, I guess we can start off here. We have a co-host here, Marianne. Are you out there in cyberspace, Marianne?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Want to start off with some questions or answers or anything like that before we get going?
No, why don't we just go ahead and start? Is there anything you wanted to say first, Ron?
Well, we had a wonderful session yesterday with the entities that we took out of people, so that was nice about that. Maybe somebody may want to call in and talk about it. That's a possibility there. Remember, these entities, we'll be redoing a session real quick here to take a few of these out of you, but they inhabit us. They change our personalities. If you've ever seen anybody with glossed over eyes, then that's because their spirit is not in their body, and entities come forward to actually make the body work. So it's quite something to see people who have been possessed, and we all have been possessed in that case many, many times, maybe thousands in our lifetime, not knowing why we get angry at somebody, why you maybe have a temper tantrum, why you go into rage. That's just the entities working through you, not your spirit. So there's addictions that they give us. You know, I can go on and on and on. So anything that's not love-based is entities. They want to live their life that they lived in their past body or maybe thousands of bodies, and they happen to find you, so they come into you and live their life experiences with your body. And they don't care if they cause your body harm or not. They're just there to have their own experience. If they do something awful to your body, like a car accident, they'll just leave and go to somebody else. So they have no responsibility whatsoever and really no care for the host. And you're actually the host. So we're going to do a clearing now. Here we go. We're going to take out some entities out of everyone listening. And if you wish, you could think about an addiction that you might be dealing with. And we'll have the light ship look for these entities that are causing your addiction. Maybe we can get rid of a couple dozen of them out of you to help you out. So here we go. We'll start releasing them right now. And just think of your addiction that you want to release. I guess the main one is the addiction of coming back here.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. But, yeah, get rid of that one, you'd be free. So here we go. We're releasing these here. And these are all entities that may feel your body change, my twist, my shake. Some people go through that during these processes here because once they get released, the body now can retain more spirit energy. And we'll be bringing more of your spirit back to you in about 2 minutes here. So here we go. Oh, man. Some of you guys are loaded. I wonder what kind of addictions these are. Boy. My eyes are watering. Holy cow. Maybe there's some smokers out there or something.
Well, Ron, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm asking, I want to lose about 30 pounds. So I'd like to request the light beings to help us to lose some weight because there may be a few other people out there who would like to lose weight also.
Yeah. Remember, you could have an entity in you that could be an elephant, likes to eat, you know. Could be large. I pulled these things out of people. I pulled people that were like fat ladies in circuses out that maybe weighed, you know, 400 pounds or so, or men, the same way. You know, maybe you have a bunch of these in you that, you know, can't stop eating candy or sugar or something. So
yes,
remember, they come into you. They don't care what they do to your body. All they want to do is have you buy, you know, something because they want to eat it. They want to taste it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care if they kill your body or not or harm it. That's not their concern. All they want is that instantaneous personal gratification. And here we go. More is coming out. Oh, man. This is bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, and addictions can be anything that you do in extreme, you know?
Yes, yes. And I do love to eat, and ice cream and cookies are my favorites, so I have a feeling there's some entities there that have really enjoyed ice cream and cookies.
Yep. So here we go. I'll take it more. I'm still yawning.
Thank you.
Holy moly. Yeah. Another phrase that we use unconsciously. Remember those programs go off?
Oh, yes.
And like, oh, God, you know.
It was
interesting. Who made me do it? You know, there's all different things that people say.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. Oh, I hope not.
Well, we hope not, yes.
There we go. Okay, that feels pretty good to me. I'm going to bring more of your spirit back into your body. Here we go. Got to yawn some more. And you can have entities that want to give you stress. Remember, they get energy from you from stress. So, if you have stress in your life, you may have lots of entities who just love giving you stress and problems. Here we go. Here's more of your spirit coming back into your body. Oh, cheesecake for Mike. Yeah, we had to get rid of the ones in us, Mike. We went back to New York. I think we only had two cheesecakes. pieces, not the whole cake. Yeah, somebody else gave them to us. Here we go. And bringing more of you into your body. You might feel warmth or chills as your spirit comes in. I'll count to 10 here. So I'm still yawning. Holy cow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. So you should feel a little better. I had working with a person quite a while ago. He had a problem sleeping. So after checking them out and stuff, I found out that they had these entities in them from past lives, okay, and or they were with them in past lives, let's put it that way, and they came back in this lifetime. So they probably got transferred from generation to generation.
Mm-hmm.
And what would happen was these were a couple of females, and what happened was these are the women who maybe somehow they were in maybe the Roman times or something, when they had a lot of the wars. So these women would stay up late at night hoping that their husband would come back or their boyfriend, and they were all worried, and they, you know, could not go to sleep. We also had other ones similar who were like maybe watching as guards at night, looking for, you know, the opposition to come and attack their fortress or something like that. So they had a problem sleeping at night. And then when it became daylight, and naturally somebody else took over their shift, then the person can go to sleep. And so all of a sudden they go, man, you know, I can go to sleep for a little bit in the daytime, but I'm always really, really tired. And when it comes to nighttime, I just can't fall asleep. Well, these were the entities that was in him doing this, because they got attracted to him for this reason. It doesn't matter. It could be male or female entities. I had some people who, were really afraid to go to sleep because naturally in some time frame in their life, either in genetics or through entities, both, it could work either way, they were responsible to watch and keep guard over things, and if they weren't, they would get killed.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, in that case, you definitely don't want to go to sleep.
No, you certainly don't.
And then I had people that I pulled out. One lady was very overweight, working with her, and found out that she had a bunch of medieval cooks in her that were very, very large, and they loved to cook, loved to sample what they ate. I mean, loved to sample what they fed. Remember, they were working for this person, and the person would always make them eat the meal also. So they had to first sample what they were making, maybe 10 different dishes, which, you know, made them pretty large right there, probably filled them up. And then they had to actually eat a whole meal to make sure that food was good for that person to eat, because they didn't want to get killed by having the food poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
So this person had a lot of these entities in them and, you know, just forced them to eat so much. And when I got them released, then all of a sudden, you know, their weight started dropping down after a couple of weeks because they lost the compulsion, the driving force to actually eat a lot. And this is what entities do for you. I just thought I'd give you a little heads up there what happened. You know, there could be people afraid to walk out at street at night. Maybe they had a mugging in a past life, in their genetics. You know, all different types of things happen, and that also draws entities. So, if you wish to call in and ask a question or something, I'll give you the phone number. It's 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. So, Marianne, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, Ron, I've got a couple of questions about what you were talking about. On the entity calls, then, while you're releasing the entities from us, can we also ask the light beings to release any particular entities that we know we're having problems with, like me with the cake and cookies kind of food addiction, and Mike with his little cheesecake problem, and can we also be asking at the same time?
Yes.
Bring the entity calls?
Yes. That will also work. The light chip has their own format of what they're doing for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can also ask for those to be released, yes.
Okay, good, because I never even thought about, you know, I know entities can cause many things, but I didn't even think about entities causing the stress.
Yep, they can cause you stress. Remember, they live off your emotional traumas.
Of course, yeah.
If they want to come forward and cause you something, you know, maybe, you know, your type of a person out there listening who possibly gets your buttons pushed all the time, you flare up with anger, well, that's because you have entities in you that want to use the body energy, so they push your buttons. Remember, these entities can body hop. So if you get two mm-hmm. people who would like to have a confrontation, the entity will go back and forth, until they get enough energy, then they'll leave. And then you find two people hating each other. Oh, I think I heard a beep there. Do we have a caller online?
Hi, Ron. It's Pat.
Yeah, sound like Pat. Okay.
I'm sort of reverberating, hearing myself, but I'm new to BBS. Your show is the most far-out thing I've ever heard, but I totally resonate with it. So I try to listen to you whenever I can. Can I ask a personal question?
Sure, no problem. Go ahead.
Okay, I've struggled my whole life with all different, a lot of emotional stuff, depression and so on. The past year I've been really, really trying to change my life, and sometimes I don't know if I'm making progress or not, and I don't know if you can look at me and get any ideas as far as what I should be doing, as far as what you do. I really think what you do is fascinating. It also scares me a little bit. It seems, in a way, so negative, you know. All these problems seem to be entities that are, you know, feeding off of us, and that kind of freaks me out a little bit, but at the same time, I relate to it.
Yeah, that's true. They can get worse, too.
I mean, it feels like it could be endless in our lives, you know, forever being
set upon. Hit the nail on the head. Yes, it can be endless. So what happens is that these entities come into us, and they only come in because we're disempowered with not having our spirit with us, okay?
Okay.
So your spiritual protection is your spirit. That's all that you have down here. And when you allow your spirit to leave your body, which you're not really doing it consciously, you're not really telling it to get the heck out of you.
Right.
It's just through all the traumas, it can't live here in pain and trauma. And it's strictly love-based. So it's kind of like having a little puppy dog, you know, and you know how nice they are when they're first with you. You know, you love them, and then you start kicking the dog, and eventually the dog doesn't want to see you any longer. That's kind of what happens to your spirit.
Yeah.
So we force the spirit out of our bodies through our experiences of negativity.
Yes, and I've always felt like I've not had a core, and when I try to explain that to therapists, they look at me like, you know, you're just silly. Of course, everyone has a core. And I really believe that maybe that's the spirit that's gone, because not having a core, I don't feel like I have a vessel to hold any positive stuff that I've now been trying to put in myself. Does that make sense?
Well, that's a good way of looking at it, yeah, because, see, your spirit, it is that love and light energy in you. And so maybe just down quite a way, so you're unable to hold spiritual integrity because of everything else that's in you, the gunk.
Okay.
What I do, which I start off with for everybody, is the emotional clearing. And that's what everybody needs to have done.
Okay.
That gets you out of the traumas and dramas that have come up in this lifetime. There's many, many more inside of your body. But what's recycled in this lifetime is what the emotional body gets cleansed, and then you're able to breathe again and sit back and relax and feel that you're able to have life here as opposed to keep the cycle of drama and traumas going on. So it puts you more into the present moment.
Okay.
Well, I'll do a sample for that, and that's what I would suggest you doing first. And that will, so this clearing is 3-in-1. The difference with the light shift clearings versus other modalities here on this planet is that no one can heal your spirit. Because not only the divine energy that created you can actually do a spirit healing on you. So the light shift, since it created your spirit, can heal that. So what happens is you have your spirit healed, number one. Number two, you have the energetic body that you can't see either. So that's two invisible bodies healed. And in this case, I'll be doing a sample of the emotional body. And then it also, they also take away the density that's programmed inside of your physical body in this lifetime. So you have three basic healings happening at one time.
Okay.
Otherwise, you cannot hold spiritual integrity. You could try to work on your body, which so many people do, going to different modalities. You don't know about the energetic body, typically, that's causing the problem, but everybody works with the physical body doing therapies.
Yeah.
And that's just one third of the process.
Mm-hmm.
So you're never going to get well unless you get rid of, you know, the other two and heal them. I won't say get rid of them, but get rid of the densities out of these bodies.
Okay.
So here we go. We'll do a sampling here. So thank you for calling.
Should I hang up?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, and I'll just wait a minute for you to get back online, get ready, get comfortable. So here we go. This is an emotional body clearing here. We'll go back like I always do for the last 5 days. And these clearings are also, if you want to sample some more of them, they're on YouTube. Just type in creation light chip, and you're going to see a light beam being appear. One of those links there. And I talk a little bit and count down. So here we go. So I'll do this slowly for everybody. So 5 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 4 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And yesterday, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. There's some sadness there from somebody out there. Yesterday, and today, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay, so somebody's listening, if you've had a traumatic experience that I'm kind of picking up, then go to the website creationlightshift.com, go under emergency healing on the left side on the menu, click on it, and go down and type your name in, type in the experience that you had. Whatever that would be, and the light beam will clear you for 5 minutes. So you can do that. I allow people to go on it a couple of times, and you can just give me a donation. But this is designed for people who have really a lot of stuff going on in their lives and were just really, really traumatic, you know. So here we go. This is like somebody who died, maybe an animal's death or something like that is what I have this up on the website for. So hopefully you feel better. We'll do a feeling body, and I'll do this the faster way. So feeling body, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. I'll do a trauma body, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. I'll just do it even quicker here, like in the time of Jesus. So pain body cleared, that's for all 5 days. We'll do a mental body, 5 days cleared. We'll do a sensory body, 5 days cleared. We'll do a, let's see. What body do you want to have? Marianne, anything come to mind?
You've covered quite a few of them, Ron. Pain body's a good one. Did we cover the trauma body?
Yep, I did the trauma.
We did the trauma.
I did the trauma. Now, here's the trauma. Okay. 5 days cleared. Okay, there we go.
Let's see. And we did the mental. We did sensory. We done that?
Yep, did that one.
Okay. I'm trying to think of the ones in my head. Feeling pretty good.
That's good. Let's go back to 1 week of your life here, okay?
Okay.
So here we go. We'll just do a sample in here so you can feel that. So let's do a trauma for 1 week. Everybody sit back and relax. I want to breathe deep here. You don't know what's going to happen here. You'll feel better, but you might go, oh, geez, what's going to happen? I'm going to use the word God. You don't want to do that. Here we go. So 5 days old, cleared. 4 days old, cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. And 1 day cleared. And then when you came out, I do a special clearing for these two. Cleared. There we go. Okay. So anyone else want to call in, you can. Number is 888-815-9756. So if you're curious, these clearings are instantaneous. They work from when I start the clearing. It takes typically at least a half an hour for most people to an hour to do. It's about a minute a year. And you're cleared. No repeats of going over anything at all. The light beams bring up your whole genetic history in this lifetime and clean these bodies out. The nice thing is that it cleans out your spirit, so your spirit takes on the energies that look like you. So if you're going through a divorce situation, it's going through a divorce too. It has the same trauma that you carry. If you have a hurting ankle, it has the same thing done to it. Remember, you have to heal the spirit in order to have your body get healed. So this is why other modalities only put a Band-Aid on your healing process. With the light chip, it's complete. And it takes 1 hour to change your life. And we have a call tomorrow from Rob and Sylvia. I'll mention that here. It's just for questions and answers about the light chip. The phone number is 646. I want to write this down. 646-519-5800. And they'll prompt you for a PIN number, which is 5303. And that will start at 5:30 Pacific time. Or 8:30 Eastern. And it's about a 1 hour call. You can ask Rob and Sylvia different questions about the light chip if you wish, about the healings, maybe how they work. So it's up to you. You can get in there and call, and they're very, very helpful. So thank you, Rob and Sylvia, for sponsoring this call for us here. Oh, I heard another beep there. Someone else come online?
Yes, this is David. Hello, Ron.
Hi, David.
Hi, I have a question, and I don't know if it leads into a healing, but I can see throughout my day that I have this, catch in my throat, something stuck, like a trauma that I can't put a pinpoint on to release.
Yeah, is this just recent, or has this been going on for a while?
Oh, a long time. Yeah.
Like years?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you have, like a breathing difficulty?
Not a breathing difficulty. It's just a sensation in the throat that would, like a stuckness, like something stuck there.
Okay. Ready to have it released?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, this is an extraterrestrial energy. This is an octopus attached to your throat, okay?
That's what it feels like, something stuck there.
Yep, you got a lot of stuck stuff. On the website, you may want to get on this, too, and clean yourself out. Go on to the $30 a month plan. That's the best way to do this. And get on it and see it as your best friend. It's under alien attacks, okay? Here we go.
Okay.
Taking this octopus off your throat here.
All right.
And here it comes. Off. One tentacle's off. Two's off. Three. There we go. Four. That went down to your stomach. Five. Six. Off. Seven. And eight. And now we'll get the head out of you. That's stuck in your throat. Here we go, coming out. There, it's released. How do you feel?
Better.
Yeah, you can thank the aliens. If you did any, just curious, have you been on to any websites looking up alien life, life form races, or have you been to UFO conferences or got outside with a flashlight wanting to see a UFO?
Well, I've always been interested in, like, listening to the radio at night when they have those shows on and things like that.
Well, that, you might be bait, okay?
Oh, okay.
I won't go any further than that.
All right.
I will go a little further. We went to a couple, I've probably been to about four different UFO conferences. And I get people walking over to me and they say, you know, I've been to this conference here like 2 days, and all of a sudden I woke up with, you know, cuts, like razor sharp, perfectly, you know, precision cuts on my skin. And
yeah.
I sit at the motel where the event was, or I'm across the street or a little ways away, and, you know, why do I have cuts on myself? Well, it's because the aliens know that you're there to have this experience, and so they're giving you the experience because you're giving them permission, because you're interested. You know,
so can I consciously from now on negate that?
No. They don't obey spiritual law. So, you know, they just laugh at you probably. This is why you want to have the light ship intervene for your protection.
Okay.
So what I would say is, since you've probably been on websites looking, on that page you can go down and click on the website clearing. Type in the different websites that you've been in, you know, maybe one at a time, and just see how your body energy feels. A lot of people have done this, and they've typed in different locations, maybe different pages, and all of a sudden they felt their body get lightened up, felt things leave them. So, yes, if you are, you know, looking for that type of information, I would probably say you probably learned your lesson. Okay?
Thank you.
Don't get out there with a flag. By all means, don't put that T-shirt on with the bullseye, because they'll find you.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
Okay, Marianne, back to you.
Okay, Ron, on the fast chat a while ago, it's kind of scrolled off there, but I saw a couple of questions. Anne was asking the question, are entities the same as aberrations?
Yes.
They are, okay.
They're ghosts. They're what people see walking around.
Mm-hmm.
The weirdest thing that I've seen so far myself, I haven't seen it for probably maybe a couple of years or so, but, you know, you're walking around just minding your own business, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you, when you look at people, you see their body energy, and everybody looks about the same.
Right.
All of a sudden, you see somebody walking down the street, and in front of them or behind them about 3 feet is their spirit. And you actually see their spirit walking either in front or behind them, which is very strange to see. You actually see the presence of that person, of the spirit, and you can actually see the energy.
Well, for him,
it's very, very, very interesting to see that. So,
yes, so that means they're so full of entities that their spirit did not want to be in them.
That's correct, and it's just kind of hanging out, waiting, hoping that, at some time in their life before they die, they're able to have the spirit come back into their body.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, it is. And that's what people do. You know, taking drugs, et cetera, you know, is what causes that. Or astral traveling, you know, I don't recommend that either, because who's home, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it gets to be, you know, like I say, very, very negative, very deep, very, very quickly. When you start talking about this stuff, especially like what I just got through doing with that gentleman, David, with the octopus energy in his neck.
Because he'd been listening to certain things.
Yeah, more than likely, yes. But they do attach to us anyway. But once you make yourself available as you're, you know, being curious, which everybody's curious, all of a sudden, a lot of these websites that people have where you go on there, or if you visit a place that deals with this, you are more than likely going to be abducted. Your permission, you're curious, you're looking, you're reading, and they know about this. Remember, people talk about, you know, what our governments are doing. Well, that's nothing to do with what I'm talking about, okay? I'm talking about that these aliens tie into these websites. The person doing the website has nothing to do with what's happening. okay, that they may be trying to give out wonderful information to people. But in the process, the aliens see that, these alien races, and they tap into it energetically. And then they connect to you. So I'm not saying that the person who put it up, you know, whoever that would be, you know, to just say a name of, I would say, Stephen Jones, right, who put up this great website on aliens, probably would say, like, the best thing out there, great information. You know, this person will say, Stephen Jones, had nothing to do with what's happening to people who look at it, okay? I'm just saying that the aliens take advantage of that because now all of a sudden they have a captive audience and they can abduct you easily that way. I'm sure that people, if you were to talk to them, that what I'm telling you, they'd probably deny that 100%. But this is how they attach to you. That's one of the reasons, one of the ways, okay? I'm just giving information out here.
That's good information, Ann. That's a good question. Kimberly did also. She's asking
Hello,
a question about activated water. And Kimberly asked, can drinking the activated water release the 7 generational issues from the cellular tissue and cells?
Boy, that's a good question. I think
it's
a good start because the energy will go into your cells of your body, yes. So I would say it would be a good start on that. You could try that and see.
So do you think
I think that would be a good thing to look into.
Okay, so do you think this could be tried then with any of the 7 generational clearings?
Well, you could try it. I don't know how much it's going to go back, but it would help.
Mm-hmm.
I think that should do would help. We're putting up another page on the website, maybe within a month, I'm guessing, about 7 generational clearings. Which I don't have up. I only have, I think, one clearing on 7 generations. So that will be up on the website also. And then also attached to that, for $50, you can go on to it and go back as far as you want to go.
Excellent.
So on the 7 generational clearings, in case you're new to this here, you first have to do this lifetime of that particular clearing. So let's just say that the person who just called, David, wanted to do a abduction clearing. So you first do this lifetime abduction clearing, and then he would go into 7 generational abduction clearing, a whole different process. And then from there you'd go into, you'd pay $50 more and get into your whole genetic line of people and family members going back to who knows when.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, you can be, most people when you talk about this abduction, most people just have the concept there's only probably about maybe a half a dozen alien races out there because we just talk about them openly, you know, the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, the Greys, you know, those are the main ones that people normally know about, you know, the Dromedans, okay. So that's kind of like buzzwords now. Well, there's thousands of them. And so not only does one want you, they may all want you, okay, for their experimentation. Remember, we're like laboratory rats here. And this is what they do. They want to, they see us, and they may want to change us for a different species, another life form somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they do. They play with our DNA. They can actually work with us consciously down here. Some people know that they have been experimented. That's why I say consciously, okay? Other people, they just work with them. You get brought up to one of their UFOs, and they do some altercation to you in your genetics. They put you back down here, check up on you, see if you're surviving okay, and maybe they actually help you out some way. But typically it's all against your free will, which they should not be doing. But aside from that, what they do is maybe they're trying to find a better human race that they can put somewhere else. Maybe they want to join them with you as a hybrid, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it like I said, it goes pretty negative really quick when I start talking about these things. But to me, it's not too negative because it's information.
Yes,
and information can basically help you and even save your life. So this is what I say. Go on that website, everybody listening, and go on the alien attack site. Get the worms out of you. There's a drop-down box there. There's many different things you can go on to. And if you are one of those few people out there listening that know you've been attacked or abducted and maybe your body twitches at night, jerks, well, you can activate it for 8 hours. Bring the light beam up on your monitor screen change your, you know, computer settings so that your monitor stays on, and, you know, have the light beams help you out to get rid of these things that are abducting you. So anyway, we'll just switch gears here. So back again
okay.
to you, Marianne.
Okay, well, I'm curious, Ron. I have two laptops. Could I have them both clearing at night for different things?
Yes, you could.
Awesome. So in other words, I have one computer and have a light being or beings clearing me for one alien race, and I could have the other computer clearing me all night long, maybe for any entities or parasites or whatever I might have gotten if someone touched me.
Yes, you can do that, or just do like the alien, you know, parasites too.
Uh huh.
So you're going to want to watch
your
body energy, because you know, make sure that your body is doing okay the next day with it. You know, I don't want anybody to be overhealed.
Uh-huh. Well, I was pretty sure it was okay.
The body has some of the energy out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
For the healing to take place as you integrate more of your spirit. So, you know, if that happens, normally what I would say would happen is that you might feel very, very tired the next day. So, you know, if you have to perform, you know, really well at a job and you're doing a couple of these clearings that are very, very intense, you know, you may only want to do one of them because you may feel sluggish the next day or two.
Okay. What I have been doing, I tried it a couple of nights. It seems to be working pretty well. And I have noticed I felt a little bit tired, but after I finished each one on the same computer that the clearing was done on, I also clicked on doing the, like, 15 or 30 minutes of spirit integration afterwards.
Yeah, how did that feel?
It feels good, and it feels good to me, and I was going to ask you if you thought that was a good thing to do.
Yeah, very, very good. And then on the online clearings, I've had a lot of people on the fast chat here when I bring in the male and the females. So we added to the online healings, you could select a male light being or team of light beings or the female, okay? So the healings will be the same, okay? Just that you're going to feel their presence differently. So, you know, you might think, well, you know, one is maybe better than the other, which is not the case. But they are a different, say, just loosely termed different personalities, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you could try that out if you wish. And you can also change the intensity. So some people, you know, you want to start off at one because the light beams definitely do not want to frighten you by the amount of energy that comes into your body. But there are some people who say, man, I want to get all of it as much as I can. So you can go to number 10. So
that's what I've been doing.
Try it and just see how it feels for you. So it's quite interesting to feel each one of them. They're very, very precious. And you can change the energy to feel more of them. You're not going to have more of a healing. But I need to specify that. Just by increasing the intensity of the healing energy from these is not going to make it more, you know, better or quicker. But just so you could actually sense the female or male energies coming to you, this is what the intensity is, okay?
Okay.
Have you tried that yet yourself, Marianne? Have you went to the online healings and changed male and female?
Yes, I have, and it's very interesting. It's like you've described it in the past. I find the male light beings a little more, you know, sticking to business and I feel a little bit stronger intensity. I don't know how to say that. I guess stronger intensity from the male light beings. And when I have the female light beings doing the clearing, they're so very gentle. I feel a lot of compassion and sympathy. The personalities are just different. And both clearings are wonderful, whether it's a male or a female light being. I love them both, and I switch back and forth.
Uh-huh.
And as far as the intensity, I just love it, and of course I've done quite a few clearings with you, and so I put it up on number 10 and say, let me have it, I want all you can give me.
That's great, yeah. Normally when I work with people, the females always come in because they're more gentler. And what's happening, I can feel the males wanting to come in to do healing too, but I was always bringing in the females, and so they were being left out. And so I go, well, I'll bring the males in. And now they're very, very happy. In fact, they're very excited because now you can do the males. Remember, these beings don't ever come unless you call upon them. Remember, they only work in the now, and they only come up if you ask them to come. And so on the website, we were doing just strictly all female energies. And now the males have a chance to interact with you. So just kind of think of maybe a person, on a maybe a baseball team, right? And
right.
That person never gets picked to go out to the field, and they're just sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting. And now they have a chance to come in, and I think it's wonderful. Patrick, we'll do that right now.
Very good.
If we have any questions, we do have I'll bring in the males and I'll bring in the females, okay? In fact, I'll bring the females in first here. So bring up your light beam, and maybe you could read the questions on the fast chat as I do this here.
Yes, I will.
Questions here. So here comes the female, and I'll bring in three of them. So you want to go to Creation Light Shift Healing and go underneath the blinking flower. You're going to see a light beam there, and we're going to bring in the female. These would be three of them coming in. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And they're activating right now. These are all heart-based energies. So you're only going to sense the energy in your heart center. And like I say, women are about 50-50. Half can feel, half cannot. And with males, it's about 1 in 100. So if you're male and you sense something, boy, that's very good. If you don't feel anything whatsoever, regardless of what sex you are, it doesn't make any difference. It's working anyway. So here's the female. So here we go. And I'll bring their energy up a little stronger here. So here we go. Right now they're at a number 1. Let's go to number 2, please. There we go. Great. Number 3. You might feel a little more pressure maybe on your body. And number 4. Thank you. And number 5. Oh, that's great. I think for most people, that's probably very, very adequate here.
Feeling good, Ron.
Yep, feels very good. Okay, mm-hmm. That's number 5. And we'll ask them to, they want to stay for about another minute here, so we'll let them stay.
Okay.
Remember, they have their debut here. They'd like to help us out. So you can
request
your healing if you wish. Inside of your head, just ask here. The call-in number is 888-815-9756. And we probably have 10 minutes to go here. Okay. And here's the male coming in. Plus the female to step aside. And my monitor's changing right now as they move out. And here comes the male energy. There we go. Yes, you can minimize the light beam if you wanted to do maybe like two healings or so on your screen.
I haven't tried that yet.
Say they put like maybe 4 on their screen or something like that. So you can be creative that way too. But just remember that each one of these is going to do healings, and it depends how your body is going to respond afterwards. The healings are done as they're working with you, but the body might need a process. So you want to just kind of ask your spirit how much energy your body can handle during this clearing process, okay?
Okay, that sounds very good. I'm happy to know that you can have two computers kind of going at once because, right now, for instance, I'm not working, so that's really good for me. And if I need to process a little or rest a little, I can. So it's nice to know that I can do that. And I see a few of the things on the fast chat. Ron, would you like to answer some other questions from the fast chat?
I heard a beep there, I think. But let me first bring in the mail, so let me get these in, then we'll get the question. So here comes the mail.
Okay.
And they're already here, so we'll go 1, and stronger, 2, 3. Yep, they're way over the females right now in intensity. And 4, and 5. This is like being in a convertible, going 100 miles an hour right now. So here they are. So we have a caller. So hello, caller, who are you?
Hi, it's Ed from Florida.
Hi, Ed.
Real quick, the other night I had a dream where I was out in a field somewhere, and I lived in a place that was a house. It's not my real house, but it was just in the dream it was my house. And I knew someone was in the house, so I went back to the house, and I walked through the living room, and then I walked into the bathroom, and there was somebody taking a shower in there. I didn't know who this was, and it was a female. I just knew that. And as I reached up to grab the shower curtain or door, whatever it was, to pull it back to see who was in my house, immediately, like just as fast as you snap your fingers, I'm in a totally different location and a totally different surroundings. Now, what's that about? Who's in charge of that? What's going on?
Okay, it sounds like you went into a parallel lifetime. So you're actually seeing one, and when you became more conscious of it by doing actions, then they put you into a different parallel lifetime.
Okay, so I'm not in charge of it. It's not like my inner being or my spirit.
No, I think it's parallel life that you're going into.
Okay, so at some point, do we get to the place where we don't have to have these dreams controlled by others?
Yeah, get in. Yeah, I don't know if I have it on the website yet or not, but I'll be doing something there at some point where you can have an unlimited usage to parallel lifetime clearing.
Oh, fantastic. Okay,
so
that was it. Thank you.
What I'll have to be working on. Yep, so that's what you're probably dealing with.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you, Ed, for calling. Okay, Marianne.
Okay, I'm seeing Kimberly was making a comment here on the fast chat. She said, I can feel cellular cleansing with the water and was wondering about the kind of density that was leaving my body.
Hmm. Boy, that's a big question. Typically, what's going to be leaving is the residue inside of your cells, okay?
Okay.
So you're going to be eliminating through your waste products, whatever that's going to be, the genetic programming that are blocked inside of each cell. So it could be just waste material that's come forth and is actually clogging your cells up because they're not healing. So this is what I would say. It's probably going to be some type of physical waste material that your body will process. Remember, the energy that's invisible, these thoughts at some point become solid. So
mm-hmm.
the invisible turns into physical.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say that as you're doing this here, as the cell starts to release this imprinting of energy, then this is what's going to happen. You know, we all know about arthritis. You see older people with their hands, you know, with big joints in it. Well, that's because the energy became solid. And you actually see the physical manifestation because they held on to too much density.
So maybe what Kimberly is saying here is a really good suggestion for those people that have arthritis, and they can use, get their water charged by the light beings to help them release those densities from those waste products that are causing their arthritis.
Yeah, I would say that'd be a good thing to do.
Yeah, it'd be a very good thing to do.
Yeah, because there's many different types of water that you can charge up on the water page.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just go on there, and you can also type into a box there what type of water that you want to use. You know, and the light beams will make it body compatible. In fact, if you have any store-bought water, you know, a lot of people like buying bottled water because they believe that it's maybe more pure than their tap water, which could be the state, then you can also make that water body compatible for you and then put special codes into it to help you out even further. So you have a little potion, we'll say, some type of energetic divine light code into that water to help your body do healing. And that's under the water activation. On the menu bar on the left side of the website, creationlightship.com.
Yes, I've used it many times, and it's good for many different things. I've activated the water, I've activated water for sleeping better. I've activated water for pain. I've activated water for energy.
Yep, but what would be good now is since it's becoming summertime, at least back, California, where I am, it's rainy now, but aside from that, where it's real warm, if you have a sunburn, you might want to get the water, put it into a mister for if you have a sunburn or something.
That's right, like skin water.
Yep, skin water. I think I heard a beep there. We have someone else online.
It's Neuron. Kimberly, how are you?
Hi, Kimberly. Good.
Hey, I have another question, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead. We've got about 40 minutes.
I was wondering what might be best to help prevent the mental body from interfering with healing.
Ah, okay. So the healing that you'd want to have then would be the barcode, mental barcode clearing, mind clearing.
Okay.
Because that one is how the dark side interfaces the mind energy into our body. And also for healing, what you may want to get also is the mind of the body clearing. The mind of the body is like a little, I call a little mad scientist that knows how to heal the body, but it gets so overwhelmed by what it's found out about us that it doesn't know where to begin.
Okay,
that's a very good body if you have any physical things happening.
So if a person's having an amazing healing, but then they find that it's the effect, the benefit is fading during the day, then that's part of the mental body interfering with the
progress? Yeah, I would say that the aliens don't like you having that done.
Okay.
And so they're giving you mind transmission to nullify your healing. So that would be the barcode.
Well, and that would be a treatment I haven't had yet.
That's what I'd recommend is the mental, the barcode healing of the mind.
Thank you.
I'll just talk about the other barcodes. We have the spirit barcode, which keeps your spirit here locked on this planet. Every 2,000 years, you have a chance to leave, but you're supposed to be able to leave anyway in any lifetime. But this is why the light ship comes every 2,000 years. And so that's the spirit one. You have the body abduction barcode by the aliens. So that's a good one to have, too. And then we have the mind one. We also have the one which keeps the body here and keeps you in the grid line. So that's a grid line clearing.
Okay.
But I'd recommend, doing the mind one, the mind barcode. That's the mind energy from the darkness attempting probably to nullify your healing because it's giving you mind transmission continuously and maybe activating implants.
I've seen it on the list. I know which one you're talking about.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Kimberly.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Looks like time is kind of running down. Any other questions?
Well, Sylvia, Rob, and the kids in Toronto on the fast chat were requesting a superiority clearing, where we justify that we are better than others.
Okay, I'll do a five-day sample. That's not listed on the website, but the light ship can create things. This is why we have all these healings. I only initially started off with emotional, mental, and a sensory clearing, and everything came forth because of people needing to have additional clearing.
Yes.
So here we go. This is for... maybe, I guess, just really strong egos about thinking that you're superior. So, 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days, cleared. 3 days, cleared. 2 days, cleared. Yesterday, cleared. And today, cleared. Just see how your body responds to that. And if you don't know, then ask your spirit. Drop down into your heart center. So, our time is coming to a close here. And so we'll have our next program on Wednesday. And the time for that is 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. So I'll just be saying thank you for everybody who's called in and been on the fast chat. And thank you, Marianne, for sponsoring this show tonight.
You're so welcome, Ron. Thank you for allowing me to.
Yes, and when you sponsor the show, you're actually on the light shift. Anybody's interested in what's happened, and you're right there with the light beam. So you're have a special energy all around you and your place where you live because they're there to help you in the process of speaking the words maybe properly and or having the vibration of your words carry the frequencies of light to everybody listening. So it's quite a very nice thing to have done. When you're on these shows, people really notice it.
I have noticed it. I could have been very intense, and it felt very wonderful. Like, I could really feel the presence of both the males and the females when they came in. It's been wonderful, Ron. Thank you so much.
Okay, so we'll see all of you later, and blessings to all of you, and good night, everybody. Have a wonderful evening.
Bye, everyone.